Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community and of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside me is Joe Grande.
Thank you, Blue, and thank you guys for listening to our podcast, Cannabis Talk 101. We're still hanging out at CanMed in beautiful Pasadena, California. When I say still hanging out at CanMed, folks, I couldn't be happier saying that, because everybody we've met and all the shows you've heard have, I know, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Yes.
That's all I got to say is you're welcome.
You're welcome.
You know what I'm saying?
Good food.
You're welcome. Check out our website, CannabisTalk101.com, as we're the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And we have so many great articles and blogs out there. And if you're just listening to this podcast before the other ones, go do yourself a favor and listen to the other ones as well. The most recent ones from CanMed have been phenomenal. Call us up anytime, 800-420-1980. And go check out our Instagram page at CannabisTalk101. Blue is at 1, Christopher Wright. I am at Joe Grande 52. And I want to remind you guys, you heard me talk about Advanced Nutrients. We love Big Mike, but it's the first and only complete growing system for cannabis that optimizes all phases of the vegetative and bloom cycles to bring your crops to their true genetic potential. It feels like that's all we've been hearing out here because it's so true. Discover more at advancednutrients.com. On the show, guy I've been seeing around here all weekend, young lady all weekend, all fun and games. I feel like we're hanging out. I feel like they're our friends at this point in the game. It's just
they are, Joe.
Right? I mean, I feel like we've known him for years, and we just met him here. At least I just met him here in Pasadena. But we got Cody Peterson, who's the chief science officer, and Lauren Vrabel?
Vrabel. Yes.
Vrabel.
Lauren Vrabel, the scientific advisor in pharmaceuticals from the Kenigma.
That's right, the Cannabis Enigma.
Exactly. And you guys, what that is, just to give you guys a real good insight, it's a website, right? And this website, Blue, is just to give it your quick high times, whatever, it's
what
your
is
source.
That website?
It's like Cannabis Talk 101. It's like whatever. It's the Kenigma. T-H-E-C-A-N-N-I-G-M-A. C-A-N-N-I-G-M-A. The Enigma.
Yeah, I'd like to chime in and say that I think that we're a little bit more than high times.
Hello.
Now we provide.
Please, I just want to explain it to him. But yeah, right now, yeah, come on.
Well, we're talking to the same people. These are cannabis interested and cannabis curious folks, right? But high times has been focused a lot more on culture, and what we're really focused on is how we can use cannabis as medicine and how we can leverage the existing science and translate it into a digestible way for the average reader.
Well wow. said, Cody. Because you're right. That. A lot of that is culture, and you know what? Everything that's been going on here is that. As a matter of fact, ready for this? I want to do more of our page, more science too. Because our page is more culture too.
We need these guys.
We need to collaborate with you guys on our website. Seriously, like maybe we do like half articles that come from your page on ours.
We put a backlink on ours.
Like, so I don't even link to your, like, all bullshit is like, because everything on your, I was just looking at it. That's why I gave it the website. And we're not the guys, our show that likes to hide good stuff. Like, no, we want to share. We're not the only one. We're the world's number one source for everything cannabis. Here's a great source for cannabis information.
Yeah, I love that. So we're an Israeli-based startup too. So we're talking to the world. We're not just talking to
the States.
Are you
guys from Israel?
No. We are not. So the CEO and the company's founded in Israel. I'm in Southern California. In fact, folks, you know, this is the reason we feel so close. Joe and I learned that we are neighbors yesterday. We
that
live
was
down
you.
The street, bro. Yeah.
I swear to God, I didn't realize that was you. And I was talking to somebody earlier going, dude, there's a guy that lives at the Starbucks, like the Starbucks I go to. Like, he is right there.
That's my Starbucks,
bro.
That
was bro. You, dog. I was telling that story yesterday to somebody.
No wonder we feel so connected.
No wonder why I felt such a good love for you. That's why I was like, okay, that was you. I didn't even realize that was you. My neighbor is here on the show with us, Blue.
Literally, I know. I actually heard him saying that earlier.
But I forgot that was him. But yeah. I heard that somebody said that to me, and I remember having a deep conversation with you because I was all excited. But I was also in pain in my ankle going, and I was like, how funny. That's even so much cooler that you're here. Where are you at then, Lauren?
I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and that's where I'm from, and actually where Cody and I first met. We went to pharmacy school together at Duquesne University.
No way.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So young pharmaceutical children back in the early days, and you guys were friends there, and then you guys grow older, you guys both become science this, scientific that advisor. Lauren, you're here. Cody, you're a chief science officer there. You're both basically pharmaceutical geniuses, so to speak.
Cannabis pharmacy geniuses, but here's
cannabis. Okay. Where does the cannabis? Did you guys both talk cannabis there in college too?
That's
no.
The funny part.
Actually, that's really, part. Really hilarious. And Cody finds this hilarious to share as well with everyone. I was actually a naysayer.
Square bear.
Yeah, and you know what really convinced me was reading the research and really seeing that this is a powerful medicine and it is something that we need to be teaching in our schools. And Cody was so surprised to see that I took the jump in Pennsylvania to be a cannabis pharmacist when our medical program became enacted.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. He reached out to me out of nowhere and we connected and have been kind of collaborating, working together, of course, at the Kenigma. And so wonderful to have someone who's not just like a friend from college, but you know, somebody I trust with this information as well, that we can bounce these ideas off of each other and learn as well.
And do you guys write for the Kenigma? Or what do you guys do exactly?
We've both written for the Kenigma. You know, it's a multi-dynamic role. So we'll do webinars and we'll feature the something like this with our advisors. But Lauren writes articles, I write articles, and we both review articles. So instead of getting your typical SEO content written by sort of a cannabis insider and that get published, the Kenigma's sort of secret sauce is we're providing an expert review on every article where we actually go ahead and have a pharmacist or a geneticist or a cultivation expert review the article and put in scientific resources and make sure that it's accurate. So that's why we're different than High Times.
Way silly. Different than any other site, actually. You're calling people. Now, hold on. Do you go as extreme as saying that is not true? If it's not true?
Absolutely. There's plenty of myths that we could get to that are not true.
What are some of speak on them, Cody. What are some of the ones that you guys are calling people out on? Yeah.
So for me, the biggest one and the elephant in the room is always the mangoes before smoking weed will get you higher. Yeah. It's not true, gentlemen. Don't try to tell me you believe it because I'm gonna.
Not
tell
at all.
You
know. Actually, not at all.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
Not even halfway. But I love that. That's what you think. But not, for me, it's not even that.
Yeah, come on.
Well,
look,
it's like saying, and maybe this is true. Maybe you guys know. I think it was. Is it acid? If you take orange juice with acid or something like that, it makes you higher.
Psilocybin. Typically,
psilocybins. Yeah. Is that a true thing too, or is that maybe not?
Yeah, you know, you got to get into the science of drugs. This is why a pharmacist is the best person in this profession. Pharmacokinetics and pharmacodynamics. That's the breakdown of the study of drugs, pharmacology. Kinetics is what happens to the drug once you take it and put it into your body. And in the case of psilocybin, it has to be dephosphorylated. It has to be activated by the stomach acid before it actually gets turned into the psychoactive trip molecule. And so this is actually part of it. So this is the idea of taking on an empty stomach with orange juice, activating it faster and making it essentially hit harder.
So Blue's right so by it, using that
actually does work.
Well, hold on. Actually does work at a science conference is different than there is a plausible mechanism too. So we don't know if it works, but right. That's the thought process.
Oh, gotcha. I like
how much, that. How much orange juice are you drinking?
Yeah,
a cup.
Right.
Do you take a PPI for your stomach acid? Like all these matter, right?
Yeah, about how this, no, I get it.
It's crazy how these smarty kids just come in with so many great things.
Woo.
You're like, because it's so true. There's so many different elements that really partake into doing what it is that we're trying to do here, right? And what is it that you guys are just on the site doing that? There's got to be other things that you guys do. Because well, I just love noticed that on the site you guys are doing
and,
this.
And let me just jump into this because this is broad. I mean, I was here and then I ended up hitting onto this
A different link,
link
and somewhere
took
else?
Me to the THC University, right? So is this part of your guys' thing? And this is the seventh, I mean, the Zooms or the live, you know, things that you're is there teaching on here? Or is this not have nothing to do with your guys' site?
So we make partnerships in the industry and we try to elevate their message. So THC University is one of our affiliate partners, and so that's where you can access a discount code and you can go to THCU, you know, through the Kenigma essentially. We have a lot of partnerships. We do some of our own education. We have all sorts of different avenues where you can learn, whether that's through us or through our partners.
Are you guys ever been on with Ali on Clubhouse with us?
Oh, yeah, that's actually
that's how
what,
they know
yeah,
us.
That's how
us.
I'm here.
Because everything you guys are describing, I'm like, okay, you guys need to mess with Ali, too. This is perfectly right up our alley. And I'm so finally happy that we're getting the chance to talk to you guys as well and come on this platform.
Well,
so,
and you're down the street. You're going to be at the house. You'll be at our campus very soon.
What do you mean? He's going to be
I
at my
so.
House.
We have a campus. Like, we call
really?
It, we call it
oh,
a campus.
You
got to
come see the
local. Oh,
it's
I got to come study.
Yeah, it's you're going to learn today.
You're going to learn
it's
today.
It's right on Beach Boulevard in the 22, so it's 30 minutes from the house.
Oh, it's easy peasy.
Yeah, so we'll
a little carpool, bro.
Done deal, right there. I'll pick you up at the Starbucks. Or better yet, you ready for this? Let's go meet at Earth Bowl.
Oh, yeah, one of these.
Those Earth Bowl places are the best, right next to Starbucks right there.
You know what it is, though? I struggle with too much choice, you know? It's kind of like when I go to a dispensary, I'm like, okay, too many options. What do I do?
Funny you say that, and I have my go-tos now, and I'm like, no, I want that. I just kind of put the same thing in the bowl.
Oh, you're a brand guy. You stick to what you know.
Although I have used a few different ones, like I use the oats and the strawberry mixed together where it, like, it looks like soup, but it's so good and tasty. I'm like, I've never tried that. I want to try a little bit of that. You know, these all earthy things that's right there by our house. Anyways, that all being said, pharmaceuticals, what got you guys in? Both youngsters in college, you guys meet there. Two different stories, I'm sure. Let's start with ladies first. Lauren, what got you to go to pharmaceutical school? And so I want to learn this. We're going to hear your story right when we come back. It's Cannabis Talk 101.
Keep it locked.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Cali Effects. You heard of them. You've seen them. You want to feel it? That's right. I said feel it. Feel the effects with Cali Effects. Full and broad spectrum hemp extracted products contain CBD, CBG, and so many other beautiful elements. Blue right here is the problem that is going on right now. I can't read it, so I'm going to make it all up right now.
Yeah.
And ones you don't know
13
about.
13 plus 100 other elements and ones you don't know about. Make sure you go feel the effects at KellyEffects.com. That all being said, right before we went to break, we were talking to the lovely, lovely, beautiful Lauren Rebel. Scientific advisor, pharmaceuticals. She's over there on the Conigma. What made you decide to dedicate your life when you were such a young, great square bear, as the chief science officer, Cody, likes to say it, in college over there going, I want to be a pharmaceutical.
Yeah, I knew really early on. I loved chemistry. I loved science in high school. So it was kind of something I really, really wanted to do. And at the time, the industry was really begging for pharmacists. So, you know, you go into pharmacy school and you have to kind of figure out what kind of a pharmacist do you want to be. This wasn't an option back then, so...
No cannabis, nothing, right?
Oh, no, nothing. Like, we really weren't even taught it in pharmacy school at all. We did go over some brief brain chemistry with how all of the illicit substances or drugs of abuse interact with your brain. We had an optional drugs of abuse category, but nothing that really, really talked about this at all. And so I went into retail and worked for a community pharmacy for about 5 years until Pennsylvania had their cannabis program.
You know, and in Pennsylvania, it is law that every dispensary, because it's only medical, has a pharmacist on staff. It is a pharmacy, right?
I love that. So did you guys go and work at a dispensary after that then?
Yeah, I currently work in a dispensary in Pennsylvania.
So you're the pharmacist on staff?
Correct.
So that's a legitimate one. That's so dope.
A real pharmacist.
Know that about Pennsylvania?
That should be everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you.
That should be statewide.
I agree with that, yeah. You know, let me ask you, has a lot changed since you guys have been, you know, in school? I mean, obviously, you know, you guys have seen a lot evolve from cannabis. So can you tell us a little bit about that, guys?
So I'll let Lauren kind of go first, but I guess I just want to point out, like, it depends on what state you're at, how much has sort of changed. You know, California went adult use, but California's had a cannabis market for a long time, as opposed to, you know, when we graduated.
I thought you were going to let her go first, bro.
Oh, never mind. You know what? Lauren, you go first.
Wow, I appreciate that. I feel like happens.
Well,
wow.
Dude, he was doing such a good job, and then he just kept going. I was like, damn, he couldn't control himself, could he?
Well, he does, but I don't know if he's entirely answering the question either.
Maybe he wasn't. Yeah, maybe good backup.
Go ahead, Lauren. Help him out.
How pharmacy schools have evolved over the years.
Sure. Yeah, like you said, you were against the grain, right? You didn't believe in the whole movement of cannabis. You just didn't think it was something. So maybe that's because it hadn't evolved enough or just...
Well, we weren't
taboo.
Hearing about it enough. To be honest with you, when I first found out that California first had their program in 96, I was like, how did I not know that? I've been to California. I didn't even notice the dispensaries. So it's so strange to me that, like, this is a common thing, but I went to pharmacy school and graduated in 2013, and I was not educated about the endocannabinoid system or anything like that at all. They are slowly updating their curriculums. Like, they are evolving and adapting, but more so for the other new drugs and things that have come about since 2013. Not necessarily about cannabis, but...
So it's still not as taught the way it should be.
No, but Cody and I actually are both stepping our foots in and teaching in universities near to where we live.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice.
We just lectured at the University of California, San Diego. So I just spent time, and there's a cannabis elective for pharmacy students and physicians at the University of California, San Diego. So this is changing, and we're sort of part of that, pushing that forward.
As you guys are working at the dispensaries, not you guys, Lauren, are you titled as the pharmaceutical therapist there? Do the other bud tenders refer to you? How does it go? Do I have to go in and check in with you first? Do I go to a bud tender first? How does that work?
Yeah, that's a great question. And actually, there's not a whole strict way about that in our rules and regulations. Every dispensary kind of operates a little bit differently for what the pharmacist does. But there are two main things that we have to do whenever patients come into the dispensary. It's to check their certification, see if there's any restrictions or limitations that the certifying doctor may have placed. And I understand that's quite different from other states where any doctor can certify patients. But our physicians have to go through a four-hour... education course, just like the pharmacists do. So I'm required to check the certification and make sure that we're following what the doctor wants to guide you towards. And then if you want, you can have a consultation with me. But some dispensaries don't operate that way. Where I currently work, you know, we do require every brand new patient who's never been to a dispensary in Pennsylvania must meet with me.
Wow.
Is it me, Blue? Or does what she just said sound like should be in all 50 states and mandatory for every dispensary you walk into because of what she just said? If you don't want me,
Yeah.
No love lost. Well, go order what you want. But
you might not need me.
Better than that, you should get the
mandatory way.
You should get the advice, right? I mean, come on, like you got someone that's more educated than you. Take the advice.
Why wouldn't you just talk?
Because you just want to get high. But the thought behind this though is that you know, why do you think that California just gave out these licenses? Because I was part of that movement, you know, and even at one point, I'll even say that I'll go as far as I exploited it, meaning that, you know, because we know radio.
I love your vulnerability and honesty. Thank you.
Yeah, I got to be honest, dude. Like, you know, and I didn't know, you know, what I know now, right? And so, again, for me, when I first started this in 96, you know, you're talking to somebody that in 98 had a license in Los Angeles. Like, I had a script here in Los Angeles. I was one of the first license holders in the United States. So and then I, like I said, I used it as a money grab. You know, it wasn't about anything else until I was having, you know, patients come in. I start realizing that, oh, there's ill patients. Like, you guys are really sick. Like, this isn't a joke. And then all of a sudden I'm crying with people that have AIDS and cancer. And then my dad ends up dying of cancer. And I'm going, holy shit. And it's affecting me. And it's changed my whole scope of everything that I believe in.
This is really beautiful,
right? And so this is when I built this show so that I could share my passion with other people. So, because I knew there was a message that had to be out that would help me be more responsible to get the word out. So, why California, in my opinion, I'm asking you guys from, you know, more professional, why did they just hand out the licenses and allow us to do that? Because, because I don't understand that part.
Totally. You know, so you got
a little emotional there.
No, that was beautiful. And yeah. Thank you for sharing. And it's beautiful to see you sort of come around. And no one's going to blame you for capitalizing on a market that there's clear demand, whether you were growing that weed or not.
Yeah.
Somebody was going to grow that weed and sell it. So don't worry.
Yeah. And he was doing the right thing on all aspects. Yeah. Doing the right thing in business. And then he did the right thing emotionally and for the real pro cause. So
right. And you had a license. I mean, even though the market was kind of weird.
Yeah.
So let me just point this out.
It's called a tax certificate back then. But yeah, that's all. I was just paying taxes.
So listen, cannabis is medicine, right? That's where I'm coming from. That's why pharmacists need to be involved. And I can tell that's the way you feel, right?
Yeah.
And if cannabis is medicine, it will be the only medicine that you don't get through a pharmacist. All other medicines, you're legally entitled in the United States of America to counseling from a pharmacist. It was passed in 1990, and it is the law of the land. So this is the only medicine you're not getting a pharmacist involved. And in addition, it's the only medicine you're not going to a pharmacy to procure. So the government can't reschedule to a schedule 2, 3, 4, 5, because then it must go to a pharmacist. So what we need to do is we need to fully deschedule the plant. We need to allow both the adult use market to grow, and we need to create a market for medical patients so that we can allow both of these to prosper.
So it needs to be restructured, basically.
Yeah, we need to restructure, and we have the opportunity. It's not legal yet.
Yeah, right. It's not even legal, so it's possible.
Dude, it's so crazy, Cody. You're on point with that.
I love that, dude.
It's medicine, right? But it can be fun, too.
But there's two lanes of medicine.
It can be for everyone.
And it's not for everyone, and if you want this medical grade for... And it doesn't mean the medical grade, which I loved hearing here, doesn't mean it's higher potency.
Not at all.
That's the crazier part that... I don't know if it's just me thinking that way, that everyone thinks that way.
Well, because a lot of people...
It's a stereotype.
Again, being responsible, right, in a position where, you know, we have people listening every day, and we can come out here and just go, let's get high, guys. I'm going to go smoke weed and blah, blah, blah. You should smoke every morning, every day, all the time. And just and there's so many people that do... you know, use their voice for that. And fortunately for them, there's a huge market for it, you know, and it's fun.
It's normalization. So yeah. I'm not opposed to that, but there's so much more to this conversation.
Yes,
that's the whole point of the conference.
I agree. Yeah. And even this conference, like for us, you know, I've maybe heard of the conference, but never was really invited or never really thought to come. And I've been to a lot of conferences in the last, you know, 20 years, if you will. And, you know, what I've recognized is that there's a lot of evolvement that we've grown from just the High Times festivals to the you know, trade shows, to the business, you know, summits, to this and that, the speaker panels and then smoke sessions.
And now we're in the state fair.
And yeah. And it's starting
to grow. How crazy was that?
Right?
Like the state fair,
it's about to happen. Yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah, and so I'm just, you know, I'm so interested, you know, to watch where we're at. I guess, you know, when we're in our 80s and 90s and we're looking back going, wow, we helped pave that, you know, and it's so important that we put that proper message together. So you guys having such a education and using your abilities to, I guess, share with the world is so important. How can we help you guys get that message out more?
I mean, you got to follow us on the Kenigma. You have to go to the website, of course, and read our content. Cody and I both have Instagram accounts. Follow those as well.
What are they?
Mine is LV Farm with an F, F-A-R-M-D. You know, nice. Farm, yeah. There.
And what about you, Cody?
So definitely the Kenigma, right? Right now, the Kenigma, what we do is we search engine optimize. You can find all of your questions answered. So if you have a question about cannabis, Google that plus the word Kenigma, C-A-N-N-I-G-M-A, and you will find an answer reviewed by an expert that you can get your question answered in the most scientific way possible and in a trustworthy way, because it's hard to know what Google.
How can we get you to do that on Cannabis Talk 101?
And you guys own this site, or just as a partners on the site? How do you guys fall into this? They just hired you?
So Lauren's our advisor. I sort of recruited her, right? I was like, hey, you're in cannabis, you're a pharmacist, you'd be really great. I got LinkedIn recruited, right? So they're an Israeli-based company. They're looking for U.S.-based experts. I got the tap and sort of worked my way up from advisor to then reviewer and then now chief science officer.
Wow.
This is awesome.
So now you get to validate all the crap that people are stating, going, that ain't true, this is true, this is not true.
Quite literally, and also sometimes saying, we don't know, so stop saying we do, right? Like sometimes we just don't
like,
know.
Where's the facts? Where's the facts on that?
We
like,
can't prove or deny this.
Yeah, look, there's some things
that's
that...
That's good, that's responsible. That's being responsible.
There's some things that are almost impossible to test. I'll give you an example. Right now on the Kenigma, we're publishing an article right now, the best way to put out a half-lit joint. Okay, I can try to give you science-forward content. I can tell you how things degrade in that joint, but no one has studied a half-smoked joint to tell you what's actually happened. So I can only speculate, right? And I have to.
And anecdotally, old-school way was flick it out the window, and it's good.
And it tastes like shit anyway.
And then when you relight it, though, like I tell you a secret: if you blow it out, and then you relight it, you'll get a fresher hit.
Oh, because you get all that
taste. The taste of it, like right when
ash
you,
out.
Yeah, it just tastes better. I don't know.
Just that first hit? Just that first hit.
It totally makes sense.
Because you know how you hit it again, like when you restart it again, it kind of tastes burnt?
Yeah, so those burning, those are the tars that are forming when that super hot cherry starts to degrade the plant material. That sticky tar catches on the rolling paper behind that cherry, and it stinks. It's smoke, right? And so that's what you're tasting on that second one. And it's drier, right? Because it dried out while after you first.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But look, there's not a lot of science here.
But there's no science behind that, by the way.
We know, though, right?
That was just me being. Yeah, that was like my fun fact for the day. But it was just for me.
Great anecdotal, but no, it makes sense.
Yeah, it was. But it was. It's not. You know, there's no science or facts behind.
Well, yeah, there is. The air blows out those things that Coco was just talking about.
And so it tasted different on that first hit. Is it healthier? No, you probably don't have evidence for that.
There's the proof there, but you do have proof that it does taste
better.
You blew out that smoke that he just talked about and things.
He's like, you might want to add that one.
Come back. We're going to hear some more facts, some more things that aren't facts right here on Cannabis Talk 101.
Real quick, if you blow it out too much, you could blow the whole thing out.
Yeah, you lose your weed.
Lose it all, yeah.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Turn your typical into something special, folks, like this show right here over here at CanMid. And I'll tell you right now, when it comes to infused products, the flavor you taste should be just as enjoyable as the feeling you experience. Visit the website, loranoils.com. And I love the folks at Loran Oils. I was just out here and somebody asked me for some Loran Oils, and I didn't have any on me, but thank you for asking about it out here at CanMed in Pasadena. We're with the wonderful pharmacist, Lauren Rabel, science rebel, excuse me.
Should have asked Solar, because we do have Loran Oils here.
And I knew we did. My point is, somebody asked me, and I didn't. Solar wasn't around me. Nobody was around me. It was my bad ankle. And it was randomly when I was walking through the hotel, and somebody randomly brought up Loran Oils. And randomly asked me. It was really weird. But shout out to Loran Oils. That even somebody asked me for it. And Lauren, and of course, we've been talking to Cody as well. Everything you guys are describing that you guys are doing over there on this website, phenomenal. I love how you made your way up, Cody. I love hearing how they went after you on LinkedIn and just got you an Israeli-based company. The thing that we love about an Israeli-based company that I'm sure you guys can attest to as well is that Israel is ahead of the game when it comes to studying, looking, research, the papers, everything else. The first place is Israel. As a pharmacist and you're looking at that information, how much does it just piss you off that we can't just grab that information and say, look at this. Why can't we do that here in the States?
Well, you know what? It is frustrating because you see a lot of times we're hearing that we don't have any research in this industry, that it's not there, it doesn't exist. And a lot of times the legislation is waiting on that because we don't have it in the United States then either. And it's like, hello, can you wake up? There is so much out there. Israel is number one place for it. I mean, Canada's starting to pump a little bit up too, but Cody reads a lot more of it than I do, I think.
I mean, I cover the whole gamut, right? Lauren gets assigned articles. I look at all of them. And so nice. What it comes down to is Israel led the way, right? Going all the way back 50, even 60 years to Raphael Meshulam, who first identified the chemical structure of THC, then went on to identify the endocannabinoid system in the 1990s. So it has been a hub. They also have a better medical program. They're using medical cannabis for more reasons. It's available. They issue you your dry herb vaporizer from Storz & Bickel. Your volcano comes from the government in Israel, okay? Because we recognize the value of cannabis. However, you know, the U.S. is pushing forward and slowly becoming one of these leading in these researchers. And it's in conferences like this where we highlight that research and we also get the people together that can start to plan for the next layer of that. So Israel has led the way, but I'm excited to see North America and actually Italy really drive ahead the science side of this.
Dude,
this industry.
I got something for you. I mean... You know how I'm always talking about like that morning news segment of just something that someone dropped?
You want him to do something? I'll keep thinking about him doing something too.
Just dude, we could drop him. He could do it.
You're the man. What he's thinking, see, I speak blue, so right now you don't speak blue, so let me tell you what happened right now.
Well, I'm not speaking.
You were just talking about something and he went to a total different story in his head and a total different thing, but utilizing you because you're so dope.
Yeah.
And he didn't say any of this, but I know exactly what he's thinking.
Well, I'd beat and around it because I don't want to say it like
he's
until,
just, you're
until
so
I know you better.
I appreciate the kind words, man. Look, this is my favorite topic.
No,
I love this
you're
topic.
So well versed on it. And what do you guys have here? Pamphlets? Did you guys pass out here? Do you guys have a booth here or something? Or what do you guys do?
No booth. No booth. We just want to give people some free information because that's the whole premise of the site, right? It's free information for the masses about cannabis and everything you need to know. And hopefully you like the site enough to, you know, click on the bong on the side and buy that piece you were going to buy anyway.
THCV is on there, by the way, which is what you said you needed to study. And I'm sure he can, either one of them probably can
CBDV
break it down for you.
Is what I've been told I need to take more for
THCV.
THCV. That's what I just said.
You
yeah.
said CBDV.
Oh, did I? Okay.
He's right. That's different, and you did say that.
Yeah. Did I say CBD?
Totally different.
Yeah,
I need the CBD with the V in it.
It sounds
THCV.
Like
THCV.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what I need?
All right,
yes.
So
THCV.
Yeah, so the best way to look at this, right? So you can put different letters at the end of the cannabinoid, and it means something, right? So THC normally has, let's call it five fingers. Okay, let's make it simple. THCV only has three fingers. Oops. only three fingers. Now that changes the way it activates your receptors. So the idea is at low doses anyway. At low doses, THCV will actually blunt appetite rather than stimulate it. So it's the anti-munchies at low doses. At higher doses, you still get munchies.
Wow.
With the V.
Yep, even with the V, the three-fingered, well, three arms.
Does that five
pain
and
relief?
The three go together?
So
now it's eight?
No. So what it is normally it's got an arm that's five fingers long.
THC is 5 fingers
long. Yep, and THCV is only 3 fingers long.
So that the 3 go a little further. You still got the 5.
A little bit shorter, but yeah. But
those are the stronger ones. Yeah. I love your analogy, though. My
it
point
makes
is you're
so
taking.
Easy for me. I'm like, thank you.
Well,
you
Coach,
great.
That's not the only biphasic effect, too, though.
Yep.
So there's more than one, not just with stimulation. Stimulation is the next one. You said appetite at first, correct?
Correct.
You did say it would stimulate the appetite a little bit.
Yes, but also intoxication levels as well. And so same with stimulation. So at lower levels, you know, not so much. But at the higher levels, it is in fact.
So you won't get high on a low dose of THC, but if you take enough of it, you will get high. These are biphasic effects of cannabinoids. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
And I just got some THCV. That guy that was just here, they gave me a bottle of THCV.
Yeah.
And he said it's low dose. So I'm hoping that helps me a lot because I just had ankle surgery. I don't know if you guys know this. I had ankle surgery.
That's why his foot's in the air.
I thought you were just comfy.
He's
got a scar like that long.
My boot
dude.
Just came off last Thursday. Last Thursday. That's why I'm limping
around. So your foot finally got washed.
Oh, just major. Seriously.
Yeah.
Shaved the bone. Slid the bone over.
He's got two screws in it.
That's serious.
It's a major surgery. So hearing all this stuff, I hear it's up. I feel like it's perfect timing for me because the nurses that we've seen walking around, the scientists, like you guys who are real pharmaceutical specialists, hearing all this stuff, I feel like it's gospel to me right now. I feel like God has me here at CanMed and you guys being a part of this to literally speak to
me.
Well,
he does. Believe that.
He
lets you show up for sure.
And I feel like it's been preaching to me and everybody else gets to listen that God willingness is helping everybody out there like it's doing me. Because, and if it is, you know the feeling that I'm feeling and the overwhelmness that I feel about CanMed and about people like you doing what you're doing. Because it's what we need, right? People who care, that are intelligent, people who, like you said, weren't even taught this. Because when you were in school, Lauren, you didn't learn minimal. And to top it off, you were against it. You weren't a stoner like Cody growing up. And he wanted to get into pharmaceuticals going, why do you want to get into this? Because this is fucking great.
Why does he have to be a stoner?
I just busted his balls. He knows. He partied back then. I can roll the dice. They met in college. I guarantee he was smoking weed in the dorms and she wasn't. Yes, exactly.
What is one of our greatest accomplishments, though?
We were beer pong champions freshman year.
Oh, yeah.
11 rounds. That was pretty impressive.
Wow, but that's big.
That's huge. The two of you guys won 11 rounds as a team?
Yeah, this is one of our earliest memories together, or lack thereof.
You probably had a better run at that than you're going to at the Kenigma, because doing 11 there is harder than doing a good story here. Go check out their work there. Everything you guys are doing is great. I can't wait to do more things with you guys. You're my neighbor, so we're going to connect. You're going to connect
really
with us
are.
Because you're his old friend, so your family, we're family. Anything we left out that you guys want to mention about the Kenigma or anything else that misconceptions that are out there. Matter of fact, let's go there first. Before we let you go, Cody.
Let's do it.
Start with you because you're right next to me. What is that biggest misconception as a pharmaceutical specialist, as the chief science officer, that you love to give, not people, you ready for this? Your personal friends that you grew up smoking with, that you know who have knowledge of cannabis, and you go, yo, dog, let me tell you this. Know this. What is that knowledge you give them?
So that even for those people who think they're used to smoking cannabis, that there's 3 major types of cannabis, and only one of them is even overtly intoxicating. There are balanced ratios, and there's even beautiful crystalline hemp flower that is non-intoxicating, but smells and tastes just like cannabis.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's so much benefit from that. Can I get some of that?
It would be great in a situation where you're trying to avoid that psychoactivity. You got to get things done, but you're having some ankle pain.
Yeah, and you still want it to work, but you don't need to get
loopy.
Psychoactively.
Yep, there's still a little bit of THC and CBD. You can find this on the website. Modifies your high. Go check out the story on the Kenigma.
It'll bring it down.
Yep, it puts a ceiling effect on.
Yeah,
it.
That's a ceiling effect.
And what about
like
you, Lauren?
That.
Anything that you give information out for?
Well, I mean, working in the dispensary every day, I want to just kind of sort of shake every single patient that doesn't come to speak to me that is just there for the high THC, and that's all they're looking for, the THC chasers. And I'd love to, wish and hope that all the grower processors would stop just shooting for those high THC percentages only. There's so much more that matters. I mean, first, quality, first and foremost. What you're putting into any of the products that you're making is so important. So please grow it appropriately.
Yeah.
I mean, there were so many talks today about just like the testing parameters and how they're important, how soil affects the growth of the plant in general. But not only that, but you need to know the terpenes percentages. You need to know the other cannabinoids because, you know, the entourage effect, you know, we are all seeing in the research that when other cannabinoids are present, there is a greater effect. It's not just only THC that you need, and it's not only the high percentages. I've tried some 15% THCA stuff that has really kind of rocked my world. Wow. And tell me why.
Because the terpene profiles, because of the THC, or what is it?
What do you think, Lauren? You tell us why.
I think it's the unique blend of all of the different components of the flower itself.
That reach you then differently than someone else.
And again, my brain's different from your brain.
And the uneducated mind is just going, I just need to get the most THC level. And
bang for the buck is what the consumer's always looking for. That's how we learn to shop, and it can't be about that as we learn more about minor cannabinoids.
And it shouldn't be. I mean, it's so much easier to not have to do that, actually, to just find like what's really good for you and learn. And I value the education you guys bring to us.
Oh, I'm going
to
keep this.
I always tell my patients.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going for moonshine to have a good time.
Yeah. You're just going to, you go to have
a nice, because,
glass of wine instead of a...
But I feel like before this conference, it hasn't stamped my brain to really go, it doesn't matter the potency. It doesn't need to be 63%, which is unheard of. Yeah. But, you know, oh my God, I want to get the 40s, we've heard. 35's great. It's
very high, though.
Those are still high.
Yeah.
Those are still high as can be. 15s
and 18s and 20s. And a lot of these, unfortunately, there's going to be, you know, a collusion or a delusion inside of even the testing facilities, you know, because a lot of these testing facilities are taking payola, which is shame on all of them for allowing us to put shit in our systems, you know, when they know it's bad.
There was talks on this today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, was there? Yeah. Yep. I missed that.
Everyone loses.
Yeah. Everybody loses.
Everyone loses.
Yeah.
It doesn't help anybody.
It's not worth it, man.
Yeah. And what I would point out is, you know, you can buy a 30% flower, smoke a gram of it. That's 300 milligrams of THC. You can buy 20% flower and smoke 1.5 grams of it, and that's 300 milligrams of THC. So you don't need to go buy and pay extra for it. You can just smoke a little bit more of the other flower.
Yeah.
And some people would argue that's different. We don't have studies comparing them, but I'm going to tell you from a pharmaceutical perspective and all other medicines, we would absolutely consider it the same.
Wow, yeah.
Dude! hold on a second, Cody.
Correct me. It's so stupid simple.
Because
it's
when
like,
you
yeah,
say it
hello,
like that,
yeah, yeah,
am I hearing this right, Cody? And please, Lauren, advise me as I heard this. I'm taking what you just said, Cody, as this. Folks, don't spend for the top shelf unless you really got the money and you want it, right? But when you're looking at putting that THC
even make it
in
the top shelf.
It doesn't even make it top shelf
because it has a higher...
What does that mean exactly,
because
right?
Just because of the THC levels doesn't mean that it's going to taste
price.
As good.
How about
doesn't
this?
Mean
the
it's going to
price.
It's going to smoke yeah. as good.
Right.
It doesn't mean that it's going to look as good. It just means that it has a higher THC level. That's it.
Joe, though. That price, that high THC product is going for the highest price. That's the way it is. And this is the reason growers are targeting it, because it's more profitable. And it's not against the growers. They're trying to make a freaking living.
But in some cases it might not, because if the THC level was super high, they still wouldn't sell it if it didn't look right.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I think you should find a farmer who's using best growing practices, ideally is using some sort of organic, hopefully you can find some outdoor stuff that has really good aromatics, but there is no number on that label that should make you feel like this is exceptionally better. It's all about the quality of what's inside of there. It doesn't matter how high that THC percentage is.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining
us.
Lauren, Corey, you guys are awesome. I can't wait to do more things
with
you.
Come
anything
back
you guys
want to
share before we let you guys go?
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Kenigma.com. Ask all your questions to Google plus Kenigma.
Man.
And with us. You guys are going to be with us one day. I could feel
we're going to chat, bro. We're going to have a barbecue.
Well, you'll be there sooner than that. Well, there it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. And remember this. If no one else loves you, we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.